Okay, and we are back for the final hour of Cancel the Cabal and Shake and Wake Radio and PSN Radio and Self-Law Radio. I am going to give my voice a break. I told you, Judd wanted to come back on for a little bit. We're going to discuss a lot more corruption. I'm not totally sure what the corruption is going to be, but I'm sure it's going to be fast and not unexpected. It probably should be expected at this time. of the juncture, whatever you want to call it. So, welcome back to the show, Judd.
Steve Roberts, I'll tell you what, the Cancel the Cabal people really have a lot to be proud of. I couldn't be more enthused as to the way the world has reacted to the mass murder of our friends in Palestine. I remember back in, you know, early October last year, and even years before that, but especially after what started transpiring, that thousands of civilians and, you know, men, women, lots of children, being murdered by the actions of Nitwit the Yahoo, the monster of Tel Aviv, and this sorry excuse of a human being, this Joe Biden.
Did you hear what did you hear what went on the other day?
No, fill me in.
I guess the international criminal courts are going after Nitwit the Yahoo, and Biden told them under no uncertain terms that they better back off, otherwise something was going to happen, something bad.
Well, what Biden said was that don't indict him for war crimes or crimes against humanity. Do not indict him or there will not be a ceasefire. That's what Biden was flapping his gums about. But the good news is nobody listens to Biden. I don't know quite how to say it, but you know, him and Donald Trump both are just absolutely full of excrement.
Uh-huh.
They're what spews forth from their mouths is staggering. It's on the same scale as what Big H Poppy Bush is recorded on video. What Bush said was that he's never going to apologize for any of the wrongs of the United States. He's never going to apologize. He doesn't care what the facts are. Now, that's as close to a direct quote I can give of Poppy, Big H, you know, CIA Bush.
Uh-huh.
And simply stated, the man was a vicious, wicked human. I don't even want to call him a human being, just an animal.
Yeah.
Well, Bush's approach.
It goes along with their idea of politics and their way of life. They say don't ever apologize because it makes you look weak.
Well, it wasn't so much as a vanity thing. It was that so many millions of people, died as a direct result of the actions of Bush Sr., Richard Nixon, Bush Jr., Clinton, Obama. Obama killed a bunch of people, you know.
Allie North, and Richard Secord.
Well, that little conspiracy is something that is very near and dear to my heart. I spent years working in Houston, Texas, building lots of condominiums and plenty of high rises and malls and airports and things like that. And I actually built for George and Barbara at the Houstonian And, you know, I've been thinking about it a little bit today, actually, that, you know, I built the house where Satan lived.
Poppy
That's
Bush?
Creepy.
And Poppy Bush?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Poppy. Yeah, Houstonian. I was raised in an environment of maintaining and repairing and rebuilding old yachts and sailing boats and, you know, some pretty fancy stuff. And then when I left junior high school, I worked for builders of mansions at Lake George, New York. And, I mean, there were some fancy houses that I built and or helped build. Let me be straight. I didn't build them myself. I helped build them. But I learned from some of the masters. And when I went to Houston, I quickly became recognized as being very good at what I did. And they actually waited a year so that they could send me over there to start working on the Bush residence, which when I started working on the project, I had no idea who I was doing it for. I really didn't.
Uh-huh.
But after a while, it became, yeah. Well, Barbara would come out there, and we'd have to shut the building down, basically, send all the crews, all the technicians, blah, 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 the tradesmen, out to take a break in the parking garage where she came in the building. You know, real heavy Secret Service security for her.
Uh-huh.
And in any event, I want to get off that subject. That's not important, but the most important thing that I want to say to the listeners of the hour today is that you're all doing a great job. You're having a big impact on the world and our future, and you're making history. I don't believe anybody's going to, you know, build a statue for you unless if I come into a lot of money, things might be quite interesting, actually, for Cancel the Cabal. I don't know if you have you ever followed this group of people called the Real News. I think that's where Whitney Webb is getting a lot of her information is from.
No,
the Real News.
I'm not sure who that is.
They do a or USA Networks. They put out a pretty good content of factual truth, you know, truthful information that people need on a daily basis to, I don't know, make important decisions in their lives.
Who's in the Real News? I think I might know.
I just woke up from a nap, Steve, and my brain is a little bit anesthetized. I'm still coming out of the sleep, but they have all kinds of. They feature all kinds of sources for news, and they use a lot of live references to video clips. You know, they back up what they say.
Uh huh.
And, you know, much, you know, Donald Trump rarely backs up anything that he blabbers. You know, he just runs his mouth in favor of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Michael and, what's that, Barack and Michael?
Barry and Mike, yeah.
They blather crap that makes them look suitable for humanity, which they're not. They are not.
Right.
Same with Clinton's. Clinton's have this delivery of, you know, they're the governor, former governor and first lady of Arkansas. They have this polish that allows them to lie, cheat, steal, and kill and smile in the camera. And, well, they never have to explain things like, you know, all those emails of Hillary were under subpoena.
Uh-huh.
When she destroyed the devices, she told everybody she only had one device, and that was just a blatant freaking lie, and people still let her skate with it.
Yeah.
And you can imagine what was in all those emails and communications.
Doesn't really matter if she destroyed and what she destroyed, because that's all, it's all archived at the NSA.
You know, this, what's his name? I'm having trouble right at the moment. This NSA director that's trying to impeach him. Maracas or something like that. What's his name? How do you pronounce it?
I don't know.
I think it's Maracas, but don't hold me to that. He's from Cuba. And he's Jewish, which, you know, I have a lot of issues with this.
Well, that's a
Jewish
surprise.
Stuff.
That's a surprise.
It's miraculous, I believe is how it's pronounced. But in any event, same with what's happening to the world. I mean, they've got us on the precipice of World War III because of what's going on in Ukraine, because of what has gone on in Afghanistan and Iraq and Iran and Kuwait. Every other word out of their mouth is that anti-Semitism is on the rise in America on our college campuses, and we can't have that, so we have to brutally arrest and silence these college students and professors and other adults. It's not just the college students, men and women that are in college. These are adults. These aren't, you know, elementary school students that are out of control. These are adults. And they keep blathering on about anti-Semitism, right? How many times you heard it, Steve?
About a zillion.
Well, you know, here's how freaking stupid, and I mean stupid, the American people are. Did you know that Palestinians are Semites?
I did.
And there it is, Benjamin. Yeah, they're Semites. They're Semitic people. They sure are.
Benjamin the Nitwit Yahoo.
The Iranians were Semitic, and let's see, the Afghanistani people were Semitic.
Uh-huh.
And the Kuwaiti people were Semitic, and let's see. How many Semitics do you get to murder before you become anti-Semitic?
Yeah.
And this is the presidency of the United States dropping the bombs and providing the weapons. But they're blaming the kids on the campuses who want the war to stop. They're the ones that are anti-Semitic. Now, I mean, I know people are easily brainwashed and a lot of them are zombies and all, but take a few minutes and study what Semitism is and who Semitic people are. And you'll discover that the people of Palestine are as Semitic as they come.
Yep.
Now, how is it that you're trying to protect their culture and protect their humanity, and you get called anti-Semitic?
Well,
how does that work?
Well, it's like politics in general. If you destroy the messenger, the message doesn't resonate with people.
Well, I was kind of attacked a little bit today at lunch. You know, I was talking to some people, and, you know, I generally speaking, I don't pay a whole lot of attention to waitresses anyways. And I'm sorry, but, you know, people that own and operate cafes, I take them with a grain of salt as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to these fellas about, you know, we're on the precipice of, I don't know, maybe North Korea getting wacky with a couple of nukes. And, China and Russia and all the people of the Semitics, you know, they don't particularly appreciate the United States very much and what we're all doing. And we're kind of sitting here like sitting ducks waiting for the first shots of the nuclear war.
Uh-huh.
That they seem hell-bent to have that nuclear war, you know. And the waitress pops off to me and she says the usual crap. We don't talk politics here. And I looked right at the woman and I said, you know, that's what got Jesus Christ in trouble. He talked politics.
That's right.
He was a rabble rouser. He directed his critique.
I'm just about positive. I'm just about positive that all of the people of the time there, they probably yelled at Jesus, well, you should have just obeyed the law. You should have just obeyed Caesar, and this wouldn't be happening.
The thing that scares the poop out of me is the stupidity that's underlying the attitude. I can't, for an instance, express earnestly enough, and I mean this to everybody that's paying attention to today's broadcast, you all are trying to stop World War III. You're standing up for righteousness. You're telling these insane, crazy freaks that not in our name.
Yep.
And the message is resonating. You know, I can take you back years, actually. And the world, believe it or not, because of the people that make Cancel the Cabal and Shake and Wake Radio work, the people that make this happen, you're making a huge change. It might not seem to be coming fast enough for many, but I see this change, this new wave of, I don't know, involvement in what occurs in our world. I am really impressed. I got to admit, the students that have risen up on the campuses. Wow. That is so cool and so appropriate and so powerful and so encouraging and gives so much hope. And I know they're getting picked on by the, what do we call, the pigs? I'm sorry.
The media?
I'm that old now, the pigs. I mean, we really are facing a fascism of corporate media telling the people of this country to shut up and just do what you're told. And I don't think that that's going to fly too well in history.
It's basically what they've been doing.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just, you know, they're censoring everybody. You want to talk about censorship, you know, have about, you know, 6, 7, 8 Texas state troopers on your back telling you that you can't speak your mind at the University of Texas.
Yeah.
Or the same thing at Yale, or the same thing at, I guess, Harvard and Columbia. Columbia University has really stepped up the game, and University of San Francisco, it's happening all over the nation.
It is.
Now, why is it the college campuses? Well, those are centers of learning.
It's also happened all over the world, too, though.
You'd have to go and say that. Boy, I tell you, you stole my whole next 30-minute segment.
Oh, boy.
World, you're correct. And it's because of you, Steve, and the people that make this program happen. I'm not going to do a fundraiser here today, but I'm telling you that, you know, anybody that listens and supports and participates and contributes to Cancel the Cabal, that's money well spent.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. It doesn't matter anyways.
I'm going to cry on everybody's shoulder here for a minute. So get the towels out. And you fall on the floor, you know, in tears. I spent over 45 years battling this bunch of criminals that have robbed our financial system. And I mean, trillions have been taken. And they've laundered most all of it, and criminally laundered it. And right now, this second, down in Texas, just a few miles from where I lived for over 20 years, where I was raising hell about how they were ripping off the savings and loans and how they were ripping off the banks and how they actually were ripping off the mortgage system and engaging in subprime predatory rape of the federal guarantee mortgage system, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae, even Sally Mae. So, yeah, I mean, they're just wholesale rape of the financial system. Well, here, you know, I've got this old newspaper article that was written by the the Conroe Courier, you know, that
yeah.
hillbilly newspaper up there north of Houston, Texas. Yeah, I mean, it's just a few minutes north of the city, you know.
Uh-huh.
Literally, just a few minutes north of the city.
I know where Conroe is, yep.
Well, what I was doing back in those days was trying to show people that a lot, not all, but way too many government personnel are the biggest pack of mafia. They will not do their job. They will cover up for corruption in the government. They will just flat cover up for it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to make any noise. They won't lift a finger to stop the corruption because they might lose their cushy job.
Yeah, well, they probably would lose it, yes.
Or their lives. Take a look at how many people died around the Clintons. There's a good example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plane loads of freaking dope and everything else were coming into MENA, right?
Yep.
And then Bill and Roger, wasn't the name Roger Clinton? They were basically having a big sex fest coke party out of Fort Smith. And everybody from Jeff Epstein to Donald Trump was partying right along with them, with W. Bush and the Mossbachers. And I got a couple of very, very special people down in Houston, Texas, Harris County.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, I was raised not far from a place called Harrisina that was built as a community by a family called the Harrises. Back in the 1600s and 1700s of the New American Experience.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, I was raised as a child when I allegedly grew up. I don't know if I want to grow up. It's overrated. But I grew up on Harris Bay at Lake George, New York. And I learned all the tricks of the New York Mafia because I lived on the lake where they all vacation in the summertime and in the wintertime. And whenever they're, you know, want to go cheat on their husbands or wives, you know, they go up to Lake George and go out to the taverns and, you know, party city. And there's lots of motels all over the lake. And even Trump and his little pal there, Dan Scavino, you know, his communications director, Scavino.
Uh-huh.
They love the Sagamore Resort. They love that Sagamore. And here's where it gets really freaking kinky, man. Right straight across the lake from the Sagamore is where they were operating the Log Bay Day, which is where all the young mafia studs and all the young mafia babes, you know, posse up in their bathing suits and bikinis, their thongs, and hang out in boats. And they have this big annual party called Log Bay Day, and all it is Sodom and Gomorrah. A friend of mine's son and a couple of his friends, a couple of girls, accidentally, they didn't kill the girl on purpose, trust me, but they accidentally, coming back from Log Bay Day, didn't see the antique Garwood boat. It's low in the water and it's dark brown and it's nighttime. And they weren't paying maybe a lot of attention, but, Alexander West didn't see the boat. And he ran it over with his, I don't know, I guess he had a 19 or 20 foot inboard, outboard, you know, fiberglass boat. And when he ran over the Garwood, he sliced a 7-year-old girl's head to shreds with the lower unit and the propeller of the boat.
Hmm.
Killed her basically instantly, right?
Yeah.
So they shut the Log Bay Day nonsense down for the most part. It still goes on, but not in the scale that it was. But this Log Bay Day is where they were recruiting all the little girls for the Nexium sex cult that was operating on Lake George, straight across the lake, 1 mile by boat from the Sagamore Hotel.
Hmm.
Now, I got to be real careful here, but I grew up on that lake, and I know what goes on that lake, and basically it's Sodom and Gomorrah. My younger sister, for years, worked at the Sagamore, and trust me, I know what goes on at the Sagamore. And Trump's people, this Clarence Thomas and other Supreme Court justices and very powerful bankers and congressmen and senators, and the guest list at the Sagamore reads like a who's who of the U.S. Congress. It's a really fancy Adirondack, you know, luxury resort.
Uh-huh.
Sort of like, you know, little St. Vincent's Island. And I guess there was a main island that went along with St. Vincent's. All the little sexual palaces that Epstein was operating with the Clintons and the royal family, you know, Prince Andrew and the whole crew, right? And J.P. Morgan and Bill Gates. And I don't know the list of people that were enjoying the little girls at Epstein's Island is probably the best-kept secret in America, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that and the mainstream media works hand-in-hand with government.
Well, I'm going to maybe change the vernacular here for a moment. I'm not going to call them the mainstream. I'm going to call them the bought out and paid off media. They're covering up just atrocities. It's staggering. What the Bushes did in Afghanistan, and what the Bushes did in Iraq, and what the Bushes did in Iran, and what they're still trying to do and producing this greater Israel scam. Right now, this afternoon, today, over there on the Mediterranean, on the Gazan coast, Joe Biden with the United States Navy is building a big base. And they're touting it as a humanitarian aid staging site to provide humanitarian aid to the people of Gaza. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's on all the news channels. Everybody's talking about this new aid project of Joe Biden's. But at the same time, they're shipping thousands of tons of weapons to nitwit the Yahoo, who's murdering how many people?
A lot.
So what is Joe Biden actually building? Is he building just a Navy base?
Oh, they're
like they built a green zone. They built the green zone in Baghdad. Have you heard any news out of the green zone lately?
No.
You know the money they spent on the green zone?
A lot.
$150 billion. The largest military complex and State Department installation in the world. Right there in Baghdad. I mean, have you heard anything from the green zone lately?
Nope.
We spent all that money to do what again? Explain that. Help me out.
Well, we spent all that money for laundering purposes.
The way I see it, and the way a lot of other people explain it, is that these never-ending wars are just that. They keep the wars hot, not cold, because, you know, cold wars aren't as profitable as hot wars. And all these big defense industries, their stocks are going right through the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the stock market today? Have you looked?
No.
Yeah.
I'm sure defense...
It's up around 38.5.
Yep.
Approaching 40,000, and I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. Hold the phone. And is that because these guys are stirring up what could result in, you know, somebody losing their cool and dropping a couple of nukes?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got Whiteman Air Force Base. They put the stealth bombers on display. They lined up about, I don't know, about 18 stealth bombers to rattle their saber to the world. I mean, how much should that stealth bomber parade cost again? What's the operational expense of an hour of B-1 stealth bomber?
I'm not sure.
Fuel, the air crews, the maintenance, you know, the aircraft itself. Well, it's huge. It's freaking huge.
Yep.
And we've got this bumbling fool that, I mean, he's dribbling ice cream cones on little girls' titties so he can massage their boobies.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that freak grabbing little kids the way he does it?
Oh, yeah.
And I, you know, if that guy was taking showers with his own daughter at the age that she's claiming that he did,
uh-huh,
and the way he was having his way with a 15-year-old babysitter,
yep,
who's now his wife, Jill, yep, Biden,
yep, yep,
he was married when he was doing that stuff.
Uh-huh. He was doing the nasty with her. Yep.
He was doing something. I, you know, it's sickening. It's sickening, folks. And the point I'm trying to make here is that the people that make the Cancel the Cabal and Shake and Wake radio work, you're doing a great job. You're making things impossible for these monsters to operate. You're, yep, not only exposing them in an extremely powerful way, but you're making it impossible for them to function. All these, I'm not even going to call them protests, these actions at universities and parks and, you know, downtown Main Street, all over the world. That are expressing to humanity and to history itself. There's history being made as we speak, Steve.
Yeah.
It's not only is it amazing and extremely encouraging, but it's exceptionally effectual. You're having a great effect. You're changing history. You're changing the world. And God, I love you people. No, I am not very fond of this guy Patrick Lovell and his little crew over there at DeCon, the new Untouchables. I was watching one of their YouTubes today with Professor William K. Black,
uh-huh,
and even Bill Black is, you know, he can't keep it under the radar anymore. He was talking today about. I've told them about 500 times at least that it's out of control fraud. For many years, he used to call it control fraud. And I, no, Bill, it's out of control fraud. And that's what he was saying on a program that they put up on YouTube, I guess about, I don't know, been about 3 weeks ago. And I thought, well, they can't even, you know, hide it on the new Untouchables, or the con, the Patrick Lovell can't keep the lid on it anymore because it's come out. There used to be this highway that run up and down eastern Texas from Texarkana down to Galveston, basically, Rosenberg area, called East Texas State Highway 59.
Yep. I've been down 59.
Right past this, yeah, runs right past this place called Colony Ridge, which was on the books back when I was raising hell about it all. It was called King's,
uh-huh,
Colony. Boy, there's one for you. Just let that sink in a bit. They were calling it King's Colony, just as corrupt gets. And but they changed the highway designation. They've made it an interstate. And it's Interstate
69. Yep.
Yeah. And I thought to myself, yeah, that describes it. I'm sorry. I know that's maybe got
I've been
going.
I've been down 59 several times on my way down to Houston.
Been down to Houston about 20 times.
The magnitude of this place, it's bigger than Manhattan. It's about as big as Washington, D.C. It's one of thousands of these land developments all over the United States.
Yep.
And the reason that they exist and are at the heart of the looting of the financial system, there's thousands and thousands of accounts of the inbred insider incest mafia. The government.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's all their cousins and, you know, it's their college alumni and, for, you know, the fraternity and sorority pals, and they're all having this great big huge party called government, and they cover up for each other. It's disgusting. It is disgusting how they cover up these crimes for each other, and it's huge. I mean, we're not talking, you know, a few hundred million dollars or a few hundred billion. We're talking trillions.
Mm-hmm.
Even more. It's like their narcotic is money that they acquire by illicit means.
Yep.
Now, I've been raised in hell with the Justice Department this last few weeks. I mean, raised right up in their grill. Raised in hell with them. I said, you know, you can't run an installment fraud racket where they collect money from their victims by monthly installments using the United States mail. You can't use the postal system to continue and further these crimes. It's not allowed. It's criminal. It's hell.
Uh-huh.
And I've been basically screaming it in the face of Merrick Garland, screaming it in the face of the assistant U.S. attorney in Houston, screaming it in the face of the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. Now the Internal Revenue Service is down. Apparently the Internal Revenue Service has joined the fight. And then, you know, here's the one that makes you go, huh, the State Attorney General, Ken Paxton, filed basically a racketeering action against these clowns in the U.S. court at 515 Rusk. I used to work right straight across the street from 515 Rusk for years. I'd get off work, go over to the federal courthouse, and raise hell about these land developments. And now they've got one so big, it's blown up. I mean, it's out of control down there. It's almost funny what's happened. Do you have an understanding of how big 33,000 acres is?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you fly into Houston Intercontinental Airport, and you fly into the George Bush International Terminal, and, you know, you're there, you are in your jet, and you look out the window, and this place is as big as freaking Washington, D.C. You can't miss it. And they're still, Steve, they're still trying to cover it up.
Uh-huh.
Because it's connected to the Bushes and the Mossbachers. It's connected to all these, you know, remember John Tower?
No.
Senator John Tower? The guy that died in a plane crash, I guess it was in Bosnia, or he died with Commerce Secretary Brown.
Oh, okay.
In a plane crash.
Yeah.
Remember?
No, that was a helicopter.
I forget Brown's first name, but it's been so many years.
Ron.
And then it's all tied into this Bin Laden super secret, you know, operation of Charlie Wilson's war and Iran-Contra.
You're talking about Ron Brown.
All this murder incorporated of George H. Poppy Bush and W. and Clinton's. I mean, they were running the biggest black op clandestine wars, and then obviously the war in Afghanistan and Iraq.
That's Ron Brown.
Shock and awed.
Judd.
Baghdad, right?
Judd.
Huh?
That's Ron Brown.
Ron Brown, thank you. Yeah, when Ron Brown died, I used to go into their offices Senator Lloyd Benson, Henry B. Gonzalez. I can name a lot of high-level officials that I was right up in their grill about what was happening before, years before the savings and loan crash, years before the banks took a big dump, years, many years before those people at Zuccotti Park, remember Occupy? 25 years before Occupy. 30 freaking years before the big market crashes of 2006, 7, and 8. All straight tied to people like Lehman Brothers, American Insurance Group, you know, the biggest banks on the planet that have been caught laundering vast sums of money. They're all behind these big land swindles. If I say Whitewater, Castle Grande, Maplewood Farms, people's ears perk up. The Clintons and the Arkansas Industrial Development Bank. They're all directly involved in supplying huge amounts of weapons, and, you know, war-making intelligence, technologies. They were just smack dab in bed with Manuel Noriega. Smack dab, oh, hell yeah, and smack dab in bed with Ferdinand and Imelda Marcos. Some of the worst, you know, dictators in the world.
Yep.
And it's all the same people that have been robbing the pension funds for huge amounts of money. See, this is literally how it works, you see. The United States sends billions in aid, right, to Israel. And then through AIPAC, the Israeli defense contractors make huge campaign donations to the Congress and Senate and the president that sent them the billions in aid. And I didn't, you know, make this up. That's how it works. The Clintons were swapping and trading tongue and spit with the cartels of South Central America and Mexico, the big drug cartels. Where do you think all that dope was coming from that was landing in MENA Airport? You know, there were, what do they call it, Walmart?
Yes.
Where was all the dope coming from, Steve?
Yep.
The kids on the college campuses or the dictators of Central and South America? I don't want to, you know, blacken anybody's name, but let's just pick on Daniel Ortega for a minute. And then everybody remembers when Gene Offenfuss got shot down right over Honduras, South and Central America, right?
Yep.
We have a national government that makes the La Costa Nostra look like fairies and
no, we don't
cupcake.
We don't have a national government. We have a criminal cartel. Criminal cabal.
I can't agree with you more. And that's why when we speak to the people that make Shake and Wake Radio and all the affiliate broadcasters and Cancel the Cabal, all the people that make this work, man, you people are standing in the gap. Look that up in your Bible. So standing in the gap, rising up and telling Caesars, no, I don't think we're going to allow this. We're gonna shut you down. And that's basically the story of the second coming. For all you Judeo-Christians out there, you know, when Jesus does return, he's not going to be all that polite. The way I read it, he's coming with a great chain to bind Lucifer and drag him to hell. I don't think he's going to be all that polite.
Hopefully not.
Well, I'll be willing to bet that everybody that can hear my voice isn't voting for or supporting the murder of civilians and grandmas and grandpas and, you know, moms and dads, brothers, sisters, and little kids, even children that are in the womb. And I saw a video the other day where they were able to give birth to a woman that had been killed. You know, they delivered her baby.
Yep.
And well, the baby didn't survive. Apparently, it died several days later. And I watch those kind of stories, and I ask myself, am I wasting my time? Am I ashamed of myself? Should I avoid college campuses and not say anything because the Nazi pigs are going to get upset with me?
Yeah, yeah.
Should I capitulate and give up my expressive rights and my rights to the pursuit of health and happiness and, you know, liberty and freedom? Should I just abdicate to the little piggy poos in the police uniforms?
Yeah.
Annie, I apologize, but who in the hell do those people think they are? Really? I mean, who the hell do they think they are?
Power-hungry thugs.
One thing you'll notice about a lot of those cops.
They're power-hungry.
They're all covered in tattoos.
They're power-hungry thugs. That's what they are.
Gangbangers. And, this is going to really make me a popular guy. Most of this, you know, beat up the students and shut them up is supported by Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Donald Trump loves these piggy poos. Except when they arrest him. I hope to hell he does go to prison, because that's exactly where he deserves to go. And this garbage, I can't get a fair trial, and they're picking on me, blah, blah, blah. And the answer is, I almost said.
Yeah, I know what you almost said.
I almost said it, Annie. I'm sorry, boy. I came close.
I know what you almost said.
Horse poop. Uh-huh. Horse poop, Donald Trump. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth, Trump. God, I mean, please, America, please. Don't pay any attention to the orange Cheeto with two, you know. Have you seen that stupid haircut? Not even a haircut. It's a mixture of hairspray and toupee or something. That's the weirdest looking hair I've ever seen in my life. And right underneath it, here's the funny part. Right underneath it, he's bald as a cue ball. Really? Seriously?
Bald as an orange cue ball.
I feel so sorry. Well, you know, Melania's got to sleep with it. You know, God, that must be nasty as nasty gets. Holy smokes. Same with Biden. I mean, Jill's got to sleep with Joe. Right? Do you think she sleeps with Joe?
No.
You think they got anything going on in the bedroom?
I doubt it.
Man, I don't know. I don't know. And here's one that really disgusts me.
No,
and people are going to get mad at me.
She probably can't do anything because he's got too many young girls with him.
Well, you know, the thing that disgusts me is, you know, Bobby Kennedy, he doesn't talk anything. He doesn't even mention Teddy. He likes to talk about JFK and his father that, you know, got assassinated.
Uh-huh.
But he never even mentions Uncle Teddy. I want Bobby Kennedy to talk more about Teddy and his wonderful choices.
Yeah.
And what really disgusts me in Bobby Kennedy is he thinks that, you know, nitwit the Yahoo and Israeli military, it's okay what they're doing.
Yep.
Have you heard Bobby Kennedy even once criticize what's going on in Palestine?
Probably not, but no, I don't pay much attention to him.
No. He lives in a very concentrated Jewish neighborhood, I guess. Or Zionist. I don't even want to blacken the eye of the Jews.
Yeah.
I don't talk about Zionists. These guys are nothing but Zionist fascists. And I don't even think Zionist describes them appropriately. They're freaking Nazis. Nazis. I'm going to ask a really dumb question, Steve Roberts. How many children in your life have you murdered?
A big zero. A big goose egg.
Yeah, well, me too. Me too. And I guarantee you one thing. I know the Secret Service doesn't like what I've got to say, publicly anyways. But I've told them if they don't like what I've got to say about Joe Biden, get out of my country. leave right now, go. Because they're going to come a point with this Joe Biden where people just, they're going to react on the guy. You can't kill thousands of children, Joe Biden, and just think it's okay. It don't cut it, Joe. It's like, remember that day in 2001, wasn't it, when the Pentagon and the towers in New York got attacked?
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of people died. And you see the way this country reacted to that?
Yep.
Well, the numbers of people that are dead in the region run into the millions. How do you even try to explain why so many Semitic people have been murdered? How do you rectify it with an educated public? Don't people realize that the millions of people that got killed, got dead, they're all Semitic? Now, who the hell is the anti-Semite here, Joe Biden? Come on, Bubba.
Yep.
You want to debate me? Come on, Trump. Come on, Trump. Come on down there in your big, fancy, fat butt. And bring anybody you want to bring, and we'll talk about millions of Semitic people. And I'll guarantee you one thing, cancel the cabal is, the Palestinian people appreciate what we're doing. We're just talking about the truth, that's all.
Yep.
You think an American people could turn on their computer and do a little bit of research and understand that the Palestinian people are Semites? And who's killing them again? Would that be Joe Biden and this... What's this little Johnson's first name there? Kevin Johnson? This little freak Speaker of the House of Representatives? The guy's a little freak. I'm Secret Service, write this down. I'd give anything to, you know, I don't know, meet him in the alley, back him up against the wall, and teach him the two-step.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's just a lying piece of poop. Come on, Kevin Johnson. Isn't that his name, the Speaker of the House of Representatives?
Yeah.
Why don't you explain to the world why you're giving Nitwit the Yahoo billions of dollars in ordnance to kill Semitic people? Now, who's the anti-Semite, Mr. Johnson? Who do you think you're fooling, Nancy Pelosi? Come on, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Let's talk about who's killing the Semites. Rodham Clinton. Come on, Hillary. And she's a professor, where did she, Yale? Damn. Do you think they understand what I'm saying here?
Hopefully they do, yeah.
Well, I'm not even speaking to them. They're a waste of time. They're evil. These people are the quintessential example of wickedness. They'll look right into the TV cameras and they lie to you. They lie to you. I don't know who the standard bearer here is, but I'm kind of thinking cancel the cabal. I mean, that's the challenge, ladies and gentlemen. Who are the anti-Semites? Is that the ones bombing the living, the poor Palestinian people? Who's the anti-Semite there, Mr. Nitwit Yahoo? You and your warrior buddies there? Who's killing Semites, Mr. Nitwit Yahoo? Now, do you see the significance of this broadcast, Steve? Do you understand the significance of this broadcast? You and I, as adult men, are speaking the truth.
I always have.
Yeah, this, you know, this jerk. Donald
I always have.
Trump, do you understand, Mr. Trump? I don't know if it was.
I always have.
I
always have understood it.
Yeah, I mean, Trump used to, I guess he kept Mein Kampf right by his bedside because he was such a fan of Adolf Hitler. Now, come on, Mr. Trump. Are the Palestinian people, are they Semitic, Mr. Trump? Now, who's the anti-Semite, Mr. Donald? Who do you think you're fooling, you fat bag of sewage? Your broadcast goes around the world, right, Steve?
Uh-huh.
You see why I love you so much, brother? Who else is talking about this? Who else is explaining this to the people of the world? Who else is doing it?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Is this like an episode of The Twilight Zone?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, really? I mean, first you got to understand what a Semite is. And it's the people basically of the entire Mediterranean region, as far west, I guess, as Afghanistan and Iran and Iraq. I mean, the Iraq people, they're all Semites. So who's being the anti-Semite, George W? Come on, W.
Yep.
You and your daddy killed how many millions of Semitic people?
Yep.
And then, I'm sorry, man. I can't even. I listened to this nonsense from like the governor of the state of Virginia, Youngkin, who's Carlisle Group, by the way.
I'm sure he's a Jesuit trained also.
Well, he's a trust fund turd. Yeah, I mean he was raised on, you know, free money. He never had to do anything except cash his, you know, inheritance, his monthly stipends. And he's telling the state of Virginia that, well, we gotta stop all this anti-Semitism on college campuses and in Virginia. We gotta criminalize anybody that would speak up against Israel. Because that's anti-Semitic. Well, Mr. Youngkin, why don't you explain to the world how the Palestinian people that you and your friends at Carlisle Group are murdering, they're all Semitic. And I don't give a flying hooey if Youngkin likes what was just said on Cancel the Cabal or not. And everybody that can hear my voice, come on, let's get real. Let's drill down into this, baby. Let's take a real deep dive and a close look at the Palestinians are Semitic people. They've been there for thousands of years. The Jordanians, the Syrians, the whole region. The Egyptians are Semitic. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Didn't anybody go to high school? Hell, they taught you this stuff in Sunday school when you were in the second and third grade. It's in the Bible. I mean, come on. So I'm going to get off that subject for a minute because I don't want to put everybody to sleep. But
well, we only got a minute.
Man, we got a minute?
Only got a minute left anyways, yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell Annie that she's doing an amazing job. And I'm going to tell you the same exact thing. Cancel the Cabal is the standard, is the benchmark. God bless y'all for doing it. And to all my friends, and I'm going to call them my family in Palestine, you just hold on, because justice on its way. Justice is on its way. Bye.
Good night. All right, everyone. Thanks for sticking around for the third hour. I gave my voice a rest. So for those of you who will be here tomorrow, hope to see you then. And those who cannot, I'm sure you will get the podcast afterwards. So until next time.